Louis Furbichet interviewing George.
Is this on?
Mm-hmm. Well, that white dot is showing. It should be on. Sometimes it's catching here. This is an old machine. Louis Furbichet interviewing George Booth Post, professor of painting at the California College of Arts and Crafts. Interview at the Open Art Museum, April 9th, 1964. Mr. Post, if you would first give us some biographical material on when and where you were born and your art training and what you were doing before working on the federal art projects.
Thank you, Mr.
Furbichet.
It's so nice to be here this morning talking with you, and I do have some very fond memories of the WPA project and it, how much it really meant a great deal to me in those days when we were all just getting started. And it was certainly one of the big incentives to go on and do something with my career as an artist. It seems, in looking back, that I had just recently become rather well known in the Bay Area as a watercolor painter, and I had done very little painting in watercolor before that. After leaving art school, I went to work in the CNH sugar refinery at Crockett.
Excuse me, Mr. Post. Where did you receive your art training?
At the California School of Fine Arts in San Francisco, which is now called the San Francisco Art Institute. And I went 2.5 years there, and then I had to leave and go to work, so my brother was working in the CNH sugar refinery, so I went up there for a year and had a good taste of freedom. I mean, not freedom, but independence, I guess, is that. And making my own living. And one day I decided that I hadn't gone to art school for 2.5 years for nothing, and I ought to get out and start doing something because I was getting a little satisfied with the routine of the art of the sugar factory. But anyway, I quit the next day, which was a kind of a hard thing to do in those. This must have been around the late 20s, I should think, in looking back on it now. And came back to San Francisco and started looking for artwork, which is always difficult. But I found some furniture, newspaper furniture, pen and ink illustrations to do for a little furniture store out in the Mission District in San Francisco, and it was a start, and from that led from one thing to another,